Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Ward.
Yes, and here he really is. Jonathan's back. We missed you last week, my friend.
I missed you too, Robert. That was a real bum deal that I couldn't be with you. I got sick, and fortunately I'm better now. At least I may be mentally ill, but I'm physically well.
Yeah, that's what you get for allowing the FDA to inspect the food you eat before you eat it.
Yeah, the whole world thinks I'm crazy, but I just believe in the Constitution, Robert, and increasingly you and I are in an isolated group of individuals who believe in the founding principles, but were looked at by those who run this country as being crazy. Because as they're concerned, power is all dependent upon what office you hold, not whether the Constitution allows you to have it.
Yeah, and as we stand firmly, steadfast, if you will, in a belief of a limited constitutional form of a government, that can't do whatever it wants whenever it wants, we are now looked at in some ways, if we look at some aspects of government and even Homeland Security, they look to us, people who believe in something, have principles, as a threat potentially.
Yeah, when police authority is used in a proper way, like I believe it was by the traffic cop in Garland, Texas, you can celebrate. But when power is used in a way that overthrows constitutional limits that prevent us from suffering tyranny, like when the president says, I'm going to rule with my pen and my phone, even if Congress will not pass the legislation I want, we really do take a step back in a major way, pre-Constitution, to a situation not unlike that of the tyranny that reigned when George III ruled in precisely the same way over the American colonies. And it seems that we have lost our institutional memory of what it is that makes us free. And we are a free people only because we have a Constitution that keeps power in check. If that Constitution is reinterpreted so that there are no limitations on power and people can rule as dictators or without restraints based on the rule of law, based on the Constitution, we have nothing that distinguishes us from the rest of the world. We suddenly fall from a zone of grace and excellence, of superiority in the sense of a nation that provides a beacon of liberty to the rest of the world, to one in which we're no different than any other slovenly state where people are simply subjects of, of an all-powerful government. And really, until we awaken to our roots, our purpose, our liberty-centric nation that we once had, and reestablish it, we are going to continue to see this bureaucratic oligarchy and this slide from freedom continue. And I don't know about you, but I really don't like it when the government of the United States can dictate to me not only what I have to pay in taxes, what I can do with my after-tax dollars, who I can associate with, whether I can enter a market or not, and also what type of individuals I must affiliate with, even if I don't wish to. For example, I'm not a fan of the content of what was communicated by those people at that function in Garland, Texas. I don't particularly like anybody who desecrates someone else's religion, but I understand 100% that they have an absolute First Amendment right to do that. And I will defend to my dying moment their right to say those things with which I disagree, so long as I have an equal right to communicate the opposite. But to think that in this country people could be radicalized simply because we didn't eradicate them overseas, but be radicalized and be able to wreak havoc like this, you know, it's just such good fortune that in Texas they still believe in the Second Amendment. And in Texas, a traffic cop can be as expert as a marksman. In any other part of the country. They went to the wrong state, and they found out awfully quickly what it means when a traffic cop shoots a weapon. He had a Glock. They had AK-47s and body armor, and he won.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And I think about, you know, when we talk about terrorism, an ISIS-like faction making its way into the United States, I'm thinking, in Texas, they won't put up with it at all. Even if the cops aren't there, the people are very well armed, and I don't think it's a good target. And as those guys found out, and I agree with you, and I heard Rand Paul being asked by Megyn Kelly about that same situation. We might not say it was perhaps the wisest thing to incite that kind of anger, because you knew you would, but at the same time, I defend their right to do so. And you don't have a right to attempt to kill them because you don't like their speech.
I'm not a friend of someone who says that the black race is the only race and that everyone who is white is discriminates against blacks, and those types of racist comments from blacks. I am not a friend of somebody who's a KKK member who condemns all other races and said the white race is superior. I don't believe in any of that. I believe in equality. I do believe that all people are created equal. I believe in our fundamental principles for the underlying the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And I respect everybody's rights regardless of race, color, creed, or religious affiliation. But I equally believe that unless they have the right to communicate vitriol, unless you can say black power to the extent that it's meant to be a racist connotation, unless you can say racist things by the KKK, or unless you can say I'm going to draw an offensive picture of Muhammad, if you don't have the freedom to do that, which insults an orthodoxy, your freedom of speech is worth almost nothing, because each one of us will at some point need to offend an orthodoxy of government.
Sure.
Or of, you know, and if we are not allowed that freedom, freedom of speech means nothing. If you can only say what others agree you should be saying, freedom of speech is worth nothing.
Right, and you're listening to the wrong show, if that's the case. We
right.
definitely upset the orthodoxy a lot, particularly those who love an unlimited-sized government that gets involved in every aspect of your life, or one that forces you to accept pharmaceutical interventions, vaccine interventions. We defend your right to utilize or not utilize them. And that's a concept that's rooted, again, in this concept of individual liberty. And I think about, you know, back to the history, and I know you're also a historian, the origins of this country and beyond, in fact. The founders really understood the concept of being a subject, for instance, to the king, and it was abhorrent to them. And they said, nah, we're not going to have a government like that. But wouldn't you agree, unfortunately, that the majority, if I could say it this way, of Americans really don't understand the concept of being a subject to a king or a queen, because they behave very much as if they're a subject to this government, that they have to ask permission where, in fact, no permission is required?
Well, it is the case that over time there has been an incremental encroachment on liberty. From the 1930s forward, sometimes a very rapid encroachment that's profound, as in the New Deal era and the Great Society era and the present era. And in other times, it has been a slow approach, an incremental approach, a growth of the bureaucracy. But today, when 9/10 of all laws are created not by those we elect, when bureaucrats can discriminate with no restriction whatsoever in the violation of economic rights and economic liberties, when they can erect anti-competitive barriers that favor large industries and prevent smaller industries from entering the market, when they can engage in overt corruption where these officials are appointed and rule in ways that enable them to feather their nests when they leave, knowing that the parties that they have benefited are going to provide them employment or some other assistance that's going to advance their personal interests. When you have a society that has devolved into that degree of corruption and abuse of power, as this one has with the full blessings of this administration, which is knee-deep in it at the IRS, as we well know, and even now, you know, we're finding out so much corruption in the State Department to bend over backwards for the Clintons. I mean, my goodness, you got Bill Clinton submitting a request for reimbursement to the State Department for speeches on over 300 occasions that were summarily granted, and millions of dollars were flowing from the United States government to Clinton while Hillary Clinton sitting as Secretary of State. How much corruption do we need before we say, get these rascals out of here? Are we going to vote into office someone like that? Knowing this, are people going to vote Hillary Clinton into office? Look at Clinton Cash, you know, by Peter Schweitzer. Brilliant, brilliant production in that it documents all of these temporal confluences between donations to the Clinton Foundation and actions taken by the Secretary of State in allowing access from foreign heads of government. There's no direct proof of a quid pro quo, but my goodness, on a number of those occasions, it sure does look unseemly. And why anyone who would have integrity would allow that sort of thing to happen? But this is, you know, not an isolated instance. That's the Obama State Department.
People are still tolerating it. And you know, that's the unfortunate thing. We got an election coming up. The question is, will they replace one globalist president with another? Will they find someone that actually defends the Constitution, acknowledges the limited role of government in our lives? We're going to come back. We'll talk about that. Also, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I believe it's called the TPP, what is Obama doing on this one? He doesn't want anybody to read it. They want you to pass it without reading it. We'll talk about that. And what is the appropriate way to ratify a treaty like this for free trade that may not be free at all, maybe managed just for global corporations? Stick around. Jonathan E. Ward, RSB here. We got a lot to do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Here we go. Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan E. Mord is here, and he's at emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. You can link him through the show notes and get any of his wonderful books on Health, Freedom, Healing, Liberty, The Bureaucratic Oligarchy, The Danger of the Descent into Tyranny in which we are living in a number of ways, particularly when it comes to the freedom to heal. Now, in terms of free markets, in terms of free trade, I think, Jonathan, you and I, we are all about that. But what the TPP is, Trans-Pacific Partnership is in question, because Senator Rand Paul went in to look at it behind closed doors, locked. You can't come in. You can't tell anybody what's in it. And he doesn't even know if it's the final version. It's like 800 pages long. And I'm thinking, a treaty done in secrecy, is the Senate not constitutionally the body in our government that votes on the ratification of a treaty? And if so, if they don't know what's in it, how is that constitutional?
Well, I don't like the fact that there isn't transparency, as this administration's touted itself as being the most transparent in the nation's history, and it's quite the opposite. Why this isn't transparent? If we're going to have a free trade agreement with a foreign country or with foreign countries, Asia and the Pacific region, and we're going to have an expansion of free trade, all of us are for that. You and I are for that. I mean, some people don't believe in free trade, but really they're Luddites, because this is the only way in which free markets operate, is a free trade environment. And we have too many restrictions on free trade that prevent us from having successful interactions with exports and imports and having an open marketplace, which is the salvation of the world, free trade. So we're all for free trade, but we're not for secret deals. We're not for secret agreements. We're not for agreements that have contingencies that benefit specific parties to the detriment of others. And, of course, politics in this administration infuses everything. Common sense and economics don't reign. Politics does, and politics that enhances the power of particular individuals or groups that they're favored by the administration is what it's all about. So you got to come with this, as Rand Paul does, with a high degree of skepticism and concern that there isn't transparency, that they don't even know what the final agreement is going to be. They don't have any inside scoop on this. And their question, well, why isn't this transparent? I mean, it's the same thing with the Fed, with Rand Paul. He's been a great champion of transparency with the Fed. We want to be able to audit the Fed. We want to know what the Fed's doing. It's certainly our right to know what every aspect of this government is doing, unless there's such an overwhelming, compelling need for secrecy that people's lives would be at stake or whatever in a military operation, what have you. But not in routine market operations. Both of these are characterized by that, the Fed and free trade operations. We have a right to know about this. This is our money. This is our future. This is our opportunities. We have a right to know. This administration has been the least transparent of any administration in recent history. And here they are touting that they're going to provide a free trade opportunity through this TTIP and TPP.
Mm-hmm.
None of us knows what it is. What's even more concerning to me is that we don't have a media that's banging on the door saying, hey, look, what's in it, Mr.
Yeah.
President?
No,
free for who?
Yeah, they'll attack Rand Paul for questioning it, right? It's like, do you want to know what you're going to vote on as a senator? And do you want to know what you're entering the United States into as far as an agreement? I mean,
yeah, who was it? What senator was it there? A Democratic senator from California. It wasn't Boxer. It was...
Feinstein.
Mm-hmm. Was it Feinstein?
Are you talking Pelosi in the House?
Yes, Pelosi. It's Pelosi in the House, right,
mm-hmm.
Who said about the Obamacare bill, we'll find out what's in it after we vote on it. You know, that kind of approach.
Working out for everybody.
Yeah. Hello. What is this? It's an abdication of your role as a member of Congress or in any official involved with this. Who in their right mind would vote for something that they didn't read, and yet the majority of members of Congress did not read that bill when they voted on it? It's offensive to the core of your very being. Throw the bums out. Let's get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
These people are not acting as appropriate defenders of our rights and interests. They are political hacks, and they ought to be out of there.
Well, and is it? We're up on a break here, Jonathan. But I mean, if they vote for a treaty that violates the Constitution itself, I mean, I know they say the treaties become the supreme law of the land, but only made in pursuance with the Constitution. I always thought that was one of the key features there. So maybe you can comment on that as we continue discussing what's going on in D.C., the District of Criminals. Could it be? TSA, their records coming out of sexual assault. That's right, the transportation. It's supposed to be security agency. No, it's sexual assault now. This is bizarre. Not so bizarre when you understand what the oligarchy does when there are no limitations. All right, stick around. More with Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
How can silver cause a zombie apocalypse for bacterial colonies? That story's coming up next hour out of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. That's interesting. A new study on silver I got to share with. And I actually studied microbiology at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem many years ago. So that's kind of cool. We got that. Jonathan Emord is with us tomorrow night. We'll let you know. I'm going to be live at Food and Thought in Naples, Florida. With Ty Bollinger
Also, Sayer G. from Green Med Info. Paul Barrichero, my good friend, will be there as well. I think Erin Elizabeth is going to be there. You know her from Joe Mercola, and she has Health Nut News. And Dr. Michael Haley from Stockton LO1. We got a great event. I only wish Jonathan Emord could be with us tomorrow night, but we've got to discuss some more here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Somebody wrote in a question. They read that article I sent you, and they're obviously very concerned about not free trade so much as managed trade or trade that is kind of deceptive. And I'd say it's an understatement to say that this TPP may be deceptive, as Obama wants nobody to read it, nobody to know what's really in it. Do big corporations own and dominate our government now? Is that corporate fascism? Like pharmaceutical companies being the beneficiaries of Obamacare? Could TPP be a baby of global corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state? And if so, is that free trade? Is that what we're talking about, Jonathan?
Well, protectionism, that is, you know, anti-competitive regulation or law, is obviously not what we're talking about when we say free trade. This administration has a long history of labeling things with positive connotations. When you dig deep, you discover they're exactly the opposite than what they've mm-hmm. claimed. So I wouldn't trust this administration for a fraction of a second. Their track record is one of disingenuousness, corruption, abuse of power, mm-hmm. and expansion of the state at all costs to the individual and their rights. So I'm not a friend of this administration. I believe that there has to be total transparency, to use their language. We have to be able to see what's in this and scrutinize it. I wouldn't just give them a blank check and say, or trust them for a minute. We can't do that. Only Nancy Pelosi does that. We can't do that nonsense. So I just don't know what's in these. And Rand Paul says he had, you know, bird's eye view, and he doesn't know what's in this. And if Rand Paul says he doesn't know what's in it, he's not going to vote for it, nor should he. And that's a good example to set for the rest of us. You know, let's not support something until we know for sure what it is. And the administration says it's a free trade bill. Well, is it?
Yeah.
Is it really a free trade bill?
Yeah, I suspect not. That's why they don't want anybody to see it. Or else, you know, if it's so great, let everybody read it. Come on. Then the senators can vote on it. You know, since the Patriot Act, of course, all the things that happened post 9/11, you know, another issue that, you know, Ron Paul warned us about, you know, putting so much in the hands of government to, let's say, sacrifice liberty for the under the guise of protection. And then they bring everything under, like, this Transportation Security Administration or the Department of Homeland Security, TSA agents. We've covered stories of abject absurdities and horrible violations of persons here. And now there's a Judicial Watch is revealing that the TSA has records of detailing alleged sexual assaults of travelers at three different airports. Again, not surprised by this, but is there any hope to roll back this concept of let's sacrifice all level of liberty we can for this illusion of security?
Well, TSA is a bloated, inefficient, and ineffective massive infrastructure that affects every single traveler in the country. And it is one of the grossest wastes of tax dollars that you could possibly conceive of. And in most instances, if not all instances, local police and local groups that provide security are far more effective and efficient in defending their own populations at their airports than having some national structure with people who are largely inept, functioning as gatekeepers and creating massive lines in which terrorists could just simply blow up the line rather than wait to get through security to blow up the line.
Right.
And harm people. This is a terrible fraud on the American people to think that the TSA is providing sufficient security for people across the country as they travel. They aren't. Mm-hmm. And there have been many instances where tests have been performed auditing the TSA's functioning only to discover that they've allowed numerous instances of actual terrorists to get through, and then numerous instances in which tests have been undertaken to see if handguns or other weapons can get through the security and do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more theater than really functional in terms of genuine protection. But then we all always know that there are interests and economics at play. Who are your friends? They're going to get funded in this new bloated bureaucracy. And we can go back again. And you and I, we've talked about the fact that it's not just an Obama problem. There were problems in presidents prior to that. Even Bush, who went in and was elected
Bush
initially.
Created it.
Yeah, with his humble foreign policy, he went in, then 9/11 happens, he abandons it, and then starts, you know, breaking dictators and going, let's put in something, and then we see the rise of something like ISIS. So we've got to go back to origin points always in this regard and say, yes, it's a mess, but how did we get here? Let's go back to the root instead of just dealing with the symptom. Because if you think you can put another globalist like Obama in and succeed, it's not going to get any better, even if he's got an R by his name.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the greatest security that we have is in first identifying the terrorists overseas and obliterating them, which is something this administration has refused to do. We know ISIS, we know where they are, but we won't completely obliterate them. We won't go after all the terrorist networks in the world and destroy them. We just will not do it. He's using a very slow and inefficient means of, quote-unquote, degrading terrorism. But it's not effectual. Terrorists are growing by leaps and bounds around the world. And the threat that we know now from this most recent incident in Garland has actually happened. I mean, everybody watching this has been predicting it would happen, that it would be on our soil and that we would see these events. We've just seen the first of what will likely be a series of these kinds of events. They are not going to be stopped unless we absolutely cut off the head of this organization and eliminate all of its tentacles. But when it comes to the domestic security, we are only safe if all of us take the responsibility of defending ourselves and our fellow citizens from the acts of these people. And the example in Garland, Texas, is a good one for all of us. The Second Amendment is a good defense. We should be enabling people to defend themselves and encouraging them to defend themselves and set that up as an example of, look, we can't tell you whether there will be an act of terrorism in your community. We are working internationally to do the best we can. But when it comes to acts like happened in Garland, Texas, which may well happen again, you have to be ready and you have to be able to defend yourself. So the Second Amendment has always been there for the purpose of enabling the citizens to defend their liberties against those who would take them away. And now is the time to recognize your Second Amendment rights and take advantage of that. And if we had that, you know, it's because of the people on board the airlines to stop the shoe bomber from blowing himself up. It's because of people who are rallying around to defend one another in these types of crises that we suffer, are able to not suffer an incident like the Charlie Hebdo thing in Garland, Texas, because a quick, bright, speedy, and well-targeted response took place from a traffic cop.
It's still it's still amazing to think about all that we spend in billions around, and a traffic cop took care of this.
Well, there were others who fired shortly thereafter several bullets into these people with high-powered rifles, and the intelligence community got it right. They were on high guard for this happening there. So that was all good, but the fact of the matter is that this type of thing should have happened in France, but France has disarmed its population. The reason why we'll be able to withstand these things is predicated on two things: the courage to completely obliterate them overseas, and domestically, the courage to take advantage of our Second Amendment rights so that any of these people are not going to know whether, if they're shooting at one person, another person's not shooting at them, that they're not going to have free reins like cowards do to come in with heavy ammunition, body armor, and blow away innocent women and children, and you know, people in general. Not knowing that is a good deterrent. Not knowing whether you're going to get your brains blown out in the fraction of a second, you won't be killing anybody this afternoon. Sorry about that. You're going on to your next level, wherever that is, but we're going to help you get there.
Yeah, we have some friends that are visiting from Switzerland, and I think they, not that I'm saying it needs to be done this way here, but I think they actually provide and mandate that you own a rifle. They train you, and they even supply bullets to the citizens in Switzerland, so that anybody's coming in here, everybody knows how to shoot, and you don't miss a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mean to say that we should be giving tactical nuclear weapons to preschoolers, but I do believe that we should make clear to the American, you know, the President of the United States is a complete idiot because he should have taken this chap, the traffic cop example. Don't have to identify him because the terrorists will go after him, but they say, look, this is a shining example of American heroism. This is a person who did the right thing. He saved all of these people's lives. He did it efficiently. He did it effectively. He took advantage of his power and judgment and stopped this. Everyone in the country should be prepared to do the same thing. And really, that's where we need to be. And that is the greatest antidote to terrorism. First, to destroy them where they are and obliterate them and spare no limitation to the effort. Mm-hmm. And then domestically, to remind ourselves that the Second Amendment is there precisely for this kind of a crisis.
Yeah,
so that we will not give up our liberty because someone else wishes to impose tyranny upon us. We will eliminate those tyrants.
Right. Well, the concept is, even without firing a shot, the terrorists win if we give up our freedom. And in many ways, this idea of a false sense of security that they claim is a real sense of security by turning over everything to a large bureaucratic oligarchy in policing, if you will, or turning over bulk data of every American and not being able to identify the people who are really threats. And also, again, coming back to the foreign policy that we acknowledge, we don't need to be nation building or taking out dictators that don't actually threaten us, because it creates a vacuum. Guess what filled the vacuum? Hello, ISIS. We've got lots more to do, a little bit more time to do it. Jonathan Emord is with us, Sacred Fire of Liberty, each and every Thursday evening. And you can check him out at emord.com. He's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yeah, and Jonathan Emore doing that up in the belly of the beast there in D.C. If you knew what he was doing in the bureaucratic oligarchy, oh my gosh, you just wonder. You'd have to bathe every 5 minutes after you go into some of those places, Jonathan.
Bathe? I have to go through antiseptic spray.
Seriously? Yeah. Fumigation or something.
Oh,
my gosh.
Goodness. It's tragic, Robert. Tragic.
Well,
but,
if we go out to California.
You got to fight.
Yeah, you got to. If we go out to California, I think it's as bad or worse in some ways. We see the attempts by the liberal Democrats, the leftists there, I guess some Republicans, but basically it's a Democrat-dominated state, forcing the population, as SB 277 passes the Senate now, to get vaccinated without religious or philosophical exemption. That's going to go through the other side now. But in California also, this is an interesting thing. Maybe you can help shed some light on it. California senators have recently approved a ban on grand jury investigations into police deaths. I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, it is a reaction, political reaction, to the notion that somehow there is favoritism for the police against the political onslaught that, hey, look, the police may be engaged in some sort of brutality. We all want the truth to come out. And what they've done by eliminating the grand jury is actually increase the politicization of the investigation phase, which is critical in determining whether charges will be brought, because now it'll come from politically elected district attorneys. So yet, let's say you have a highly charged environment in which popular will is leaning in the favor of going after somebody, but the evidence is insufficient to justify a prosecution. Well, if the DA is feeling the political heat and he's elected, he's going to try to come up with some basis to go after the person, even if it doesn't jive with what the legal standards are and is unfair. But a grand jury that's held in secret has the benefit of being a grand jury which is comprised of the public, and they, when they operate secretly, provide a fresh look at whether the evidence justifies the issuance of an indictment. And in these highly politically charged circumstances, it's the best thing to do because it depoliticizes it. It takes the politics out of it. It takes what the democratic influences of a highly hot, you know, population that's ready to fry someone out of it, and allows objectivity to reign, which is exactly what you want for justice. So what they've done in California, like they've done so many other instances, is they've slit the throat of justice in order to achieve political expediency in a direction they think will give them results that they politically want, regardless of what the facts and law provide.
To appease the public if they're demanding for the head of a police officer, for instance?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I understand it more now, but you know, wouldn't it be smarter to maybe roll back some of the criminal statutes that are like nonviolent drug offenses, for instance, that cause a lot of unnecessary interactions that end up in violence that could be completely eliminated? I mean, part of what I see here is there's just too many damn laws.
Well, there's no question that you know, there are instances of police brutality, no doubt. You and I are quick to defend people against these types of abuses and to find those abuses where they exist. But there are also, no doubt, instances where people will attack an officer or accuse an officer in a difficult situation where the officer had to defend himself and kill someone who may happen to be of another race than his own. And then this whole race invective thing starts where people don't look at the facts. They just are emotionally provoked to think, gee, you know, that's just that policeman killed that person because they're black or because whatever. They're not, you know, it wasn't fair. But the way we look into these things correctly is what they've done, which is a grand jury investigation where there is secrecy, where the panel looks at all of the evidence and determines whether an indictment should issue. You don't want politically appointed people in a highly charged environment to make these decisions in place of a grand jury, when a grand jury could do an excellent job of looking at the law and the facts and making the decision in an environment of objectivity.
I wonder if the Senate move is violating the California state constitution, but we won't solve that tonight. But Jonathan, always enjoy hanging out with you here on the Sacred Flyer of Liberty, and we already look forward to next week.
Yes, sir. Good to be with you, Robert.
All right. Well, we keep rocking the health world, standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty here. And reminding you that the power to heal is most definitely yours. Thanks, Jonathan.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.